Sluddy Sport met Ruben en Arnold op Groot FM 90.5.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Sluddy Sport. Nou maat, meester maat is hier.
Waar kom daar? Het is een Amerikaner wat in Holland gebleven.
Ja, die fik weet. Ek het dat iets hier. Is het niet nie waakzijdig opgemaakt? As we go along. Gaan we maat?
Wonderlijk jij, Ruben.
Aanvaarbaar. Mooi. Wil ik het vir jy sê, wat gebeur eerstens met die krieke daar?
So, ons eerste van 5 T20 wedstrijden, hierin is in Delhi, en Suid-Afrika het 211 loopies afgestaan in Indiese beurt. Dit is die hoogste telling ooit van India ten Suid-Afrika. Ons het mooi begin, rarig mooi begin, en jong Dwayne Pretorius het behoorlik die wilgerlat ingelê, maar ons het met gereelde reelmaat paakies verloor, en op hierdie stadium na die eerste 10 beurte 86 vir 3. David Miller is daar met 4 van 5 afleverings, Rassie van der Doesten 16 van 17 afleverings. Ons kort 125 van 59 balle. Die druk is aan.
Als jy hoogte hou, soos wat aangaan, mag jy nou eers.
Ons het een van ons voormalige collega's van Radio Tygerberg, ons sissiestasie daar onder in die Kaap op die lig, Karin Basson. Karin, hoe gaan dit vanavond met jou?
Ja, maar jy sien is nou nie net te sien. Jy sien die radio. Nee, Karin.
Ek is uiteindelik van julle op Sluddy Sport nie. Yeah. Dit is nog altijd my droom. Ek wil het nog altijd gedoen het.
Well, yeah. ons is hier om jou drome waar te maak, Karin. Dis bloot hoekom ons hier is.
Ja. Maar ek weet, jy het nog gegaan om jou hare te kleer vir die show, maar ek en Annie en een van ons twee te das aan om met jou te praat vanavond.
Maar ek sal hoofletters gebruik, hoor.
Ja.
Kijk, you boys, ek het nooit my lewe gedink nie. As ons nou uiteindelik praat met sport, nee. Ek nou in die haarkie van die salon gaan staan, met my hare in een borstel, met een van die treatment aan nie. Nog nooit het ek gedink, hier gaan nou een vriendje wees nie, maar hey, let's do it. Daar sal ons die vrouwelijkheid nog oor, nee, as mense gaan praat oor rugby.
So my, ok, my vraag is nou net, ek moet het nou vraag, Karin, ek weet jy is in die Kaap, maar hier is die vraag nou, wat is het kleer dat jy hare gemaakt, is het net blauw of is het blauw en wit?
Ons sê niks oor blauw bolwans nie, ons tyd vraag, ek denk die hart sal seker maar altyd een beetje van een nieuw onderscheidend blijf, en ek van sal dinge vir. Maar, ons sê dat die hart die ons in dit land nie, ek kreeg nog sê,
Karin, ons het jou op die lig gekry met jou te gesels oor verlede week toe jy en al jou pelle in Londen was by Twickenham om na die sewes te kyk. Dit het vir my gelyk, jylle was op die lig natuurlijk, dit was duidelik en ek dink een hele paar Suid-Afrikaners het jylle gesien en baie ken jylle. Verduidelik net vir ons eerstens, hoe het dit so uitgewerk dat jy gegaan het?
Nee, ek weet die dag toe ek en jy saam sport uitgesaai, wat het altyd ons gelag daaroor. Want as jy mens sport in jou bloed het, is amper onmoontlik om het uit jou uit te raai groot geworden. Dit is een jong dogter, en ek dink dit was so geweest, dat God, familie en sport, en so in hiërargie dan in geval. En met dit het ek vir een gehad om van jou sport uit te staan, een sportboek te skryf, so die sport wil nie aarde, ek was nie nou wens al een toe in sport nie, maar die tak hier al was op de dag, nee. En ek het toe baie gesien het raad met die pals en nie pal sy vrou Tanja en so jaar terug vir sy van my en ek sê, gaan ons hier die Engeland game kyk op Twickenham. Weet, Neil is bezig om klaar te maak as die africhter van die sewes en gaan ons hulle ondersteun. En jy sal nie gewoon die steeds vrouwen, dames en heren, jylle word het steeds vrouwen. En sy's mama, sy het vir jaar lang gespaar, ek sal werk doen, om Engeland op die shooting doen, en ons die vrouw gehad om op Twickenham stadion te sit, as een handje vol Suid-Afrikaners, met enorme majestueuse Suid-Afrikaanse vlag. En uitrusting wat ons dat lyk het om trend te sien, maar ons het trotsgroening gaan daar gestaan, en ons gesien hoe na, so, drie baie moeilike wat die blitsboeker met serings gesikkel het en natuurlijk met jonge spelers gesikkel het, het ons serie hulle deurgekom met passie en met hart gespeel en ons sal natuurlijk stedem omdat ons al was.
ek het gesien jylle het jylle self gate uitgeniet. Wat was die lekkerste van die jylle uittrippie, Karin?
Weet jy wat is dit, Arnie? Dit is net lekker om weer terug te wees. Ek denk dit is een gebeurte platenspeler klink nie, maar dat alles weer terug is na normaal toe. Weer of semi-normaal te minste. Dat ons weer skaar het op ons stadion sien. Dat mense weer sonder masker in die oog kan sit, nee. En raar weer in eenheid kan staan en mekaar het ons sien. Daai eenheid, al die mense sien, as jy ons het vriende gemaak met die Franse agter ons. Ons het ingestap en dit was 'n groot Franse man. En ons het gedink, o, weer hier kom groot probleem. Op die ou net die Franse net so hard gaan met ons geskree met hulle twee slegte hierdie vader. Ons het vriende gemaak met die Franse ouers en van vir die Skotse spelers. Dis dan en dit is man, daai eenheid wat jy sien. En jy noem dit camaraderie. Dis maar altyd toe mee word. Dit is wat jy gevoel het. En dit was amper buite landsgrense, want ons was allemaal daar om die sport te geniet. Oh. En spelers te eer vir hulle talent. En ek dink dit was nou mooi geweest.
Ja. Karin, ek is, ek wil eintlik by jou weet, en ek soek eintlik nog 'n bietjie van 'n scoopie, so kom nou man, jy op radio, jy weet my so werk radio, skort altyd 'n scoopie so, jy weet. Jy is nou goeie vriend daar met Neil hulle. Hoe is Neil hulle as hulle nou nie bijvoorbeeld daar langs hier rugby veld sit en so, en as hulle allemaal vierkie sit? Vertel ons so 'n bietjie.
Kijk, ek dink dit is van die lekkerste mense wat jy in jou lewe gaan kry, en ek sê dit nie net omdat dit nou weet, hulle my dan kan aanhaal nie, nee. Maar what you see is what you get met die paals. Ek moet het weer sê, met sy lijnrecht, as wat hy as africhter is, met sy pokerface dan langs die paal, weet die waarde wat hy in die jong man belee, is wat jy kry as mens. Dat is geen grys area met die paal nie. Hulle is swart en wit, wanneer kom by waardes en dit hoe hulle jylle lewe leef. En ek dink dit is my lekker. Hulle staan by wat hulle glo, en ek dink as hulle spelpatrone kyk, weet, gaan jy verstaan hoe kom die Blitsbokke vir 15 jaar dat heel moontlik die titel gaan vat. Weet, ja, ons staan in Australië, ja, ons staan in Argentinië op die oomblik, en ek vind die verskil is bitter klein, nie. Ja, hulle is drie slechtes uit toe gegaan, of in series gehad, maar daar was verskriklike diep karakter en groot harte wat in daai man belee is. En hy sal weet ook kom, ek roem, en ons jong spelers wat ons gesien het, wat ingevlieg het, Shakes, hulle allemaal is karaktervaste mense. En dis wat jy sien as die deur kom, wanneer crunch time is, wanneer hy spond te dik is, wat kom uit.
So dink jy hulle gaan die knoop kan deurhaak, Karin, want laat mens eerlik wees, die afgelope vier reekse, selfs die een in Londen, was nie werklik wat wonders nie. Londen was nou weliswaar beter, maar dit was nie naby die standaard wat ons weet hulle kan oplewe nie, nee.
Ja, ek dink, Arie, ek dink, amal of een van hulle is van die kant, dus in Argentine en Zuid-Afrika, die Blitsbok natuurlijk, wat ons net die series van 4 jaar, maar binne wat 70 dae gaan ons sien hoe dit die Statebond spele is. Ons is in elk geval die gouden medaille ouwers in die Statebond spele.
Ja.
Kom ons dan na gaan in Los Angeles, dit is die heel laatste been voordat ons dan die wereldbeker sien wat in kaartjes gehou word. Ek dink die kaartjes is ongelukkig klaar uitgekoop, anders het ek nou gepande te sê, kry op jou kaartjes in die wereldbeker. Maar die groot vraag is, het hulle dit wat het ver om die titelhuise te bring, verseker. Ek gaan onontbonde, gaan ek daarop jy sê, yes. Nie net omdat hulle spelpatrone in plek is, nie net omdat hulle hantering goed is, nie net omdat hulle die karakter hier daarvoor nie. Maar ek dink, jy voel het aan hulle spel, verstaan jy, hulle het voel het om te verloor. Nie een of twee reeks, nie drie reeks in een rij, hulle die vier reeks hulle nou raar, het een wedstrijd in Australië verloor, maar hulle weet wat het school na die dag groot boy wat hulle gemaakt is oor hulle winning streak van jare of van maande. En ek dink as daar een rede is vir hulle om nou al die neusers te bewys dat ons is eindelijk goed. Ja. Ten midde New Zealand dat terug is, ten midde Samoa en Fiji en allemaal wat daar is. Nee, ek dink het hulle nou een rede om te sê een uitrespek uit die noodbal wat op die hoogtepunt sy voorzitter graag wil afeindig, nie vir hom en vir sy titel en vir erig iets anders as die jong spelers wat ingekom het.
En ek dink ons gaan daai, skielik ek val in rede Karin, maar ek dink amper ons gaan daai emosie en daai tipe spel, ons gaan daai emosionele spel sien dink ek op die veld.
Dit gaan baie
verseker nou sien, ja.
Ja.
Nee, verseker. Ek dink as dadelik kom hier die naam Jordan Hendrik van my toe. Daai 20-jarige jong man, nee, het sy hart uitgespeel en het mense hulle volg op hulle sosiale media platform. So jy sien Neil wat hulle vir die laatste keer moet kry, hulle oorhandig. Jonne het die eerste keer sy groen gat as ek op trek. Dit is, man, dit is rauw passie wat hulle op haar spel draai. Dit is al. Ek gaan nie vir hulle oor die titel of enig iets anders. Dit is rauw passie. En ek dink dit maak my opgewonde. So het hulle die guts, het hulle die know-how om uit te gaan en verskil te maak verseker.
Ek was sommer daar in van, want ek meen, jy is ook baie bekend as 'n skrywer ook, en ons het op 'n stadium met ons lekker daaroor gesels, so boek wat jy geskryf het, The Message of Hope, is een van my gunsteling boeke, want daar was soveel mooi stories in daai boeke, wat jy oor die hele paar jaar wat jy bymekaar gevat het, en ek gaan nou die onregverdige, baie onregverdige ding doen. Noem vir my so een of twee name, wat vir jou uitgestaan het in daai boek, want ek dink daar gaan een uitkom, maar ek weet nie, kom ons hoor by jou.
Weet jy wat dat vir my indrukwekkend is, dat alles wat oor rugby, ek so het nooit gesteed nie, ek het met Frankie Hoorn, wat ek dink ook een van die mees kleurvolste rugby loopbane gehad het in die skeres reeks, nee. Ek het met sy ma en destijds gepraat, en sy het vir my story vertel, want sy het my foto gestuur van hom met 'n klein seentjie, en hoe hy as 'n klein seentjie operasie moes ondergaan het, omdat hy 'n nier defek gehad het, en hy eintlik 'n man is wat met een nier rondstap.
Sure.
En die dokter het sy maal gesê, jou kind sal nooit 'n kontaksport, of enig iets so, weet hy, rarige, uitdagende type ding kan doen nie. Weet, fysieke type sport kan doen nie. En vandag, ek bedoel, mens noem die naam Frankie Hoorn, en jy weet wie dit is. Iemand wat rarig my hart opgevang het, was Aldef van Sail. Aldef van Sail, die vrou, Yvette Clark, of van Sail, wat nou so goed doen, weet. Wat my hart ook vergraak het is, hy is bekend as ons 400 meter rekkies atleet, volle medaillehouer by die Olympiese Spele. En toch het die jong seun, wat hy gediagnoseer met polio. En weer eens, die maat gesit voor die dokter, wat wel gesê het, jou kind gaan nooit normaal wees nie. En sy het ons kyk sê, ek respecteer jou positie as 'n dokter, en ek hoor wat sê oor my kind, but I do not take your report. Dis precies wat ek sê, dit is ook op pad plaas, dit is vir al die werkers op die plaas, en hy het op die beest plaas geword, nie. En sy het vir elke liewe werker, as jy vir altyd sê, dan spring jy oor beestrol met hom. En elke liewe werker, het sommer ons hartleef en oor beestrol gesê, en vandag is hy altyd van vuil, en hy het totaal al, toe hy ontgroei, en sy maat letterlik in die bid.
Kan ek jou gou 'n storie vertel, nee? Annie, jy gaan hier ook geniet met die groot trap wat ons nou gaan gery.
Ja, ja.
Maar nou is ek so gestres oor die groot trap, maar dis nou 'n groot oomblik. Ons moet 105 kilos ry hoor.
En jy moet trap ook.
Ja, verstaan jy nou. En ons is by die wegspringpunt en ek is besig om haar hart te konsentreer. Ek het my hele gameplan hier in my kop van hoe gaat ek nou 'n vreeslike tyd hier opsit. En hier langs my is 'n ou wat sê, hey Ruben, hoe gaan het? En ek sê, nee, lekker, maar kan jy lekker sien? En ek soek die oomblik. En toe ons wegtrek, toe kom hy weer langs my opgery en hy sê vir my, ja, nee, ach, baie nederig, hoor die, lekker om jou te sien, en my vrou was al op julle show gewees, ek sê, maar nou kon ek jy sien, lekker, ek kan nie uitmaak wie is, en hy sê, ek sê, wie is jou vriendin Erwet? Ek sê, wat, Elje, is het jy, man? Anyway, en toe voel ek, so, toe trek my kuite skoon stuif, want toe besef ek, gaan hier jou kan wen nie, maar wat 'n nederige ou net oor die algemeen, he.
En jy weet, 'n ou wat die 400 meter hekkies meer as 160 keer onder 50 sekondes afgelê het, ons sal dit nooit sien nie, ons sal dit nooit weer in ons lewens sien nie. Karin, laaste vraagie vir jou, die Stormers teen Ulster, saterdag middag 3 uur, gaat jylle dan my knoop kan deurhaak?
Ja.
Ek kan nie geloof dat vrou my hierdie vraag nie. Ek het net al gesê, weet wie in jou lekker tuk. Ons kan my gesprek eindig, manne, rare. Ons weet moet nou wat die koranlis in die antwoord doen.
Ja, nee, ek stem.
Oké, okay, maar hier is die moeilike vraag nou. Roep hom nou vir ons die bille game.
Excuse, wat is die jou vraag? Man is baie slag.
Roep hom nou vir ons...
Wat jy sê.
Ja, dames en heren, laat ons het nou maar daar laat vir nou.
Jy weet wat, op hierdie stadium kan ek nie enige ander van hierdie twee van die spanne ondersteun, behalwe die bulle en die Stormers nie, dit kan nie anders nie. As jou span nou nie 'n kans het nie, dan moet mens maar vir die ander Suid-Afrikaanse spanne skree, nie waar. Karin, so lekker om met jou te gesels. Ek hoop die hare ding werk mooi uit, en as jy soos 'n wortel lyk, laat ons stuur net vir ons 'n foto as sal jy.
Dankie julle. En baie ek gee dan gratis vouchers uit. Stuur hierdie lieflike salon wie van naam ek dan nie gaan noem nie, maar jy is my eerste kliënt.
Uitstekend. Ek wou nog altyd oranje hare gehad. Dankie.
Ag, stop dit. Het hulle blou.
Tada Karin, mooi bly, lekker aan.
Baie lekker, tada, dankie.
Okay, bye. so lekker met haar te gesels ook. En ek moet vir jy sê, ek het die vorige gehad, toe hulle dat destijds die boek, Groot FM op sy betrokken by die bekendstelling van die boek ook, en die stories wat in die boek in vastgevang is, even Itzebeth sy story bijvoorbeeld, was ongelooflik geweest om sy story in sy hart te hoor, achter die vreselike groot, harde rugby man, om die stories achter het te hoor, is baie, baie mooi geweest. Maar in geval, 22 na 6, net hierna gaan ons verder gesels, want...
Ons praat met Warren Bronsnier, dit gaan fantastisch wees om die commentator te hoor en wat hy te sê het oor die naweekse dinge, maar ons sportbelediging voor ons vinnige breekie vat, die Amerikaanse sportkolomskrywer Blackie Sherrod het van 'n bokser gesê, hy het alles wat 'n bokser nodig het, behalwe spoed, stamina, uitklop hou en om straf te kan vat. Met ander woorde, hy besit 'n kortbroek.
Sluddy Sport met trots geborg deur webuycars.co.za.
Suid-Afrika op hierdie stadium met nog 5 beurte in 1 aflewering oor. Hulle jaag 212 vir oorwinning in Delhi, 149 vir 3. En David Miller is besig om hulle wild en wakker te klits op hierdie stadium. Hy het nou nie minder as 43 van 20 afleverings af. En hierdie enetjie net so hier voor middenweg weer verby. Ongelukkig net enkel loopie, maar dit beteken hy skuif aan. Daar is hy nou na 50 toe van 22 afleverings. Rassie van der Dusen 29 van 30 af. En Miller het net waar hy in die IPL opgehoud, daar het hy toe nou weer begin. Suid-Afrika lyk of hulle weer die skip in die regte water het. Groot voorreg om van Suid-Afrika se bekendste rugby stemme hier op Groot FM saam met ons te hê. Warren Bronsnier, it's so nice to have you on the air with us. I've been wanting to do this for ages and this weekend with all the rugby up ahead, it's ideal. Thank you so much for joining us and thank you for taking time out from your family to be with us on the air. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, it's an absolute pleasure and it's such a great weekend of sport and excitement and it's building up to a crescendo. So yeah, I think it's going to be amazing this weekend. I mean, it starts tomorrow, Friday night, and then Saturday, obviously, with Ulster against the Stormers. So it's going to be an incredible weekend for rugby.
Let me tell you, that's why I did my English accent just before the break.
Ah, because, I see, you were practicing.
But I guess Afrikaans was nog iets, but I knew that Warren was coming.
Yeah.
And so, then I had to sharpen it.
Legend. Bros, I just before we kind of focus on what's coming up over the weekend, and of course it's an important weekend for Currie Cup rugby as well.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
made your debut for Natal way back in 94. You played for the Lions, went back to the Sharks, and then you went to Ulster to go and play there. So I think you'll have a very interesting take on the game between the Stormers and Ulster. And then in 2004, you played for South Africa and also came back to play for the Blue Bulls. So I think
the
first question I have to ask you is when you're sitting in the sitting room and Nix is running around with beer and biltong, and you're watching a game, which team do you actually support? Give us the inside.
It's a loaded question, and I tell you, people are going to think I'm copping out, but it's honestly, when you're doing commentary, and Arnie, you'll know it, when you're doing commentary and you've been involved, and I haven't been just based in one franchise, I wasn't, like certain players played at one franchise their whole career. I was actually blessed to experience different cultures, to be in different team dynamics, et cetera, et cetera. You honestly, you don't then become more attached to the franchise. Sometimes you get more attached to whoever the coaching staff may be for the particular franchises because you've got relationships there, and relationships, I believe, are stronger.
Wow.
You know, so, and then it's also the fact that with me commentating, I promise you, I was in the Cheetahs game on the weekend, but if the Cheetahs are playing the Sharks or they're playing the Bulls, I will get just as excited when the Cheetahs score as if the Bulls scored or whoever, because I really appreciate it when the guys are playing good rugby and they're doing what they're meant to do. And obviously the Bulls and the Sharks, we want to, I obviously played majority Sharks and also finished off with the Bulls, and I've done a lot of games between the two of them. And I think, I mean, I just get a gut feel if I'm sitting watching and not commentating as a spectator. Maybe some of the Currie Cup finals we've had where I haven't worked and I've sat and watched. I sit down and I get a gut feel. I think, you know what, the Bulls really deserved it this season. They played well. I think they should win it, and I support them. And then the next year, I have the same feeling when the same team's playing. It's the Sharks. And I say, no, this year the Sharks deserved it. I'm being serious. That's how I feel. And I hope that comes across in the commentary, and I hope with commentary that I'm as excited for sides that I haven't played for, that when they go and score, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just heard a little bit more excitement when the Bulls scores. I heard that.
I was very excited. I was very excited. At Christmas, I mean, the way that semi-final was incredible on the weekend. I mean,
wasn't it, eh?
The atmosphere in that stadium, yeah. And then working it towards their try line, being accurate with what they're doing, not going off their feet, not conceding penalty, and then eventually pulling it back. And I was wondering, I thought they would have done it earlier, but eventually they snapped it back and Chris Smith smacked it over. And I mean, that was just amazing.
And I want to get to that because, I mean, Chris Smith, I've always wondered if he had the big match temperament for moments like that. And when I saw him going back into the pocket, I was like, oh my goodness, come on, Chris, you can do this, boyky. And he nailed it. But I think it must have been because you showed me the picture, Arnie, of even Mornay Steyn running over and congratulating Chris Smith. But that must have been a massive moment for him.
No, it's what a player when you're in that position of life, you play for that, you train, and all the hours that you put in are for moments like that.
Yeah.
There will be times when you miss. There will be times when you make a mistake, but hopefully you learn from that, and you can come back and you can be better. And I tell you, you talk about Mornay Steyn. He's just an incredible human being. He would have been just as excited for Chris Smith as if he had knocked that over. Mornay would have run over there. Mornay's amazing like that. He would have gone over there. He would have been ecstatic. I mean, obviously, Mornay's done it against the Lions in two series, and you've seen it. Flipped by 12 years. So he's done that before, and it's just so good to see someone like Chris Smith. It's invaluable for him as a rugby player to have done what he did on the weekend, because he can only grow from it.
So the question then is, has he done enough to play himself into a position where he may have a look at green and gold, Bros?
Well, it's very difficult, isn't it? So yes, there's going to maybe down the line, but I think it's maybe a bit premature now. It's a difficult one, and you've got to fit into the game plan that the coaching staff want to play and how they want to do it. And I mean, you look at a guy like Monty Libbock, who's been brilliant for the Stormers, that's leading the point scoring in the URC, who's doing a little bit of magic every time he gets the ball. But will he fit into the plan for the Springboks? And that's where the coaches and the coaching staff and the technicians have to make the calls. But Chris Smith, without doubt, would have grown from that and take a lot of confidence into this weekend.
While we're talking, Braz, ons hou so vinnige oogie hier op die eerste van die T20 wedstryde tussen Indië en Suid-Afrika. Hierdie een is in Delhi en Suid-Afrika jaag 212 vir oorwinning daar, 156 vir 3 op hierdie stadium en daar is nou net 4 beurte oor. So die manne moet die langsteel inlê. Braz, before we start talking URC and Currie Cup proper, I wanted to just run this by you. The dream team from the URC has no less than 10 South Africans in it. And it really is such a compliment for us. It fills my heart with pride when I see Galant, Sanatla, Willemse, Zas, then Roos, who obviously you wouldn't not pick him, Kutsia, Norkia, Thomas de Toy, Johan Grobler, and Oxenche in that dream team. That is an amazing tribute to how good our teams have been this season.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, you could argue with some of the overseas guys that haven't made it into that side. I think it's a testimony to where South Africa as a nation from a rugby standpoint has come. If you look at the first 4 weeks of the competition when we were, September, October last year, I mean, I know a lot of the box weren't involved. The guys went over there and they were getting, and there were question marks around, well, are the South Africans going to add any value? Is this the right decision? Has Europe made the right decision to involve the South African teams? Well, I think from there on in, I think the answer has been emphatic from South Africa. I think there were little caveats that were being shown, even in those first 4 weeks. I don't know if you remember that game in the first half when the Stormers played against Munster in Ireland, and I thought that was probably one of the best performances I've seen from the Stormers. And then they had one or two decisions in their second half, which I really think went against them, and it just broke the whole momentum. So there were little caveats. You could see, okay, there's the potential. These guys can do it, and I think they've grown from that. And so when we look at all those selections of Dream Team, it's nice to have those guys there, but you want to get the guys are in this competition, and I know it's coming out of the Bulls camp. They're saying they're not in it to participate. They're in it to win. And that's exactly what with these teams, the attitude they've got to have. And I mean, they're going to have both our South African sides have got really tough games this weekend. And it's going to be a test against great quality teams that have got lots of internationals. If we can get through it, it's going to be amazing, and I believe we can.
And let's start off with the first one for tomorrow evening. tune in 25-9, Bulls versus Leinster. What do you think the game plan would have to be for the Bulls to win Leinster? I mean, on their home ground as well.
Yeah, so it's very, very difficult to go play there. Very few teams go to the RDS Arena in Dublin and can walk away with a win, especially in a semi-final situation. Mm. They're so professional, as Leinster side, and so well coached. But from a Bulls point of view, I think La Rochelle showed a little bit in that Champions League final. You've got to take them on up front physically. That's something that all South African teams can do. But we don't have the Bulls pack is really good and strong on carry and stuff, but they're not exceptionally dominant on scrum time. But you want to be strong on scrum, strong on line out. And then I think for me, the real secret against Leinster, because Leinster, they try to play a momentum-based game where they want to move the ball quickly. So in order to do that, they've got to recycle the ball quickly at breakdown. So they will always look. Sometimes they'll even concede in the tackle to get down to ground early so they can recycle the ball within 2-3 seconds and it's back into the scrum off ends, back into the next guy that's coming. And it's just wave after wave after wave. And I believe that is going to be the secret in this game is if you get your Ulrich Lowe's, your Arno Boetes, your Marcel Kutsias, Johan Krobelaar, who's been brilliant, over the ball and slowing that ball down and not conceding penalties when they do it. So if they can slow that ball down, if those rucks can be 4, 5, 6, 7 seconds instead of 2-3 seconds that's getting recycled, slow them down and then you can get on the front foot from an advantage from a defensive point of view. So I think that the crucial area for this game between Leinster and the Bulls is going to be at the breakdown, and we've certainly got the loose forwards that have been selected that can do a job to disrupt as well as with Krobelaar as well.
It's interesting for me, Bros, and maybe I'm seeing it differently, but has Jake White brought a different type of thinking and therefore a different type of game to the Bulls, where traditionally it was we'll rumble it up and we'll run over you with our physicality, but with young people like Lee Orenso, for instance, and then some incredible centers in midfield, they can make it happen from just about anywhere.
Yeah, and I think that's what Jake arrives in the change room. He brings so much experience. He'll bring calmness. He's been everywhere. I mean, obviously he's won a World Cup. He's been with the Brumbies. He's coached all throughout the world. So it's not his first rodeo. He knows what he's doing. And I think he just instills confidence in the team. And he's also brought in players with experience. He's held on to players like Mornay Steyn. He's brought in a Bismarck Duplessis. He brought in Marcel Kutsia. And these players just, you know, when you're sitting in the dressing room and you've got Marcel Kutsia sitting next to you and you're a youngster that's maybe 22, 23 years old, like an Ulrich Lowe, who's a brilliant player and I think can go on to play for South Africa, you suddenly feel a little bit more confident because I've got these guys around me. So I think that, Jake has put a plan together, and I think his plan is a big one. I mean, he's not just looking, his vision for the Bulls is not a vision for the next 12 months. He's got a vision for the next 36 months, the next 3 years, the next 5 years. Where are we going to be? How are we going to be the best we possibly can be? And let's give it a crack this season to see if we can win it. But you know what? We want to be winning it in year 2 and 3 for sure. So he's got that. That's the talk that he's got, and he's bringing through and bringing confidence through. And if they've got a tough ask, the Bulls, to go there and win it. Yeah. They're going as the underdogs. It's going to be tough. If they lose, it's no skin off the nose. You know what? Next year, you prepare, and next year maybe is the year that we go. They go and take it, but they can take it this year as well. So I think it's all about how he's preparing this team, and he's got a vision for the future. There's a whole lot of other players that are out injured at the moment that are still going to add value when this competition re-kicks off for the next season.
Net so vinnige kykie weer eens na die cricket en Rassie van der Dussen nou self 52 van net 38 afleverings af. Suid-Afrika 178 vir 3 met nog net 18 afleverings oor 212 is die teiken wat hulle probeer kry. Bronze, the other thing that goes together with that is quite interesting for me. It seems as if maybe, I almost want to put it this way, the characteristics of South African rugby as a whole has changed a little. Because I think overseas teams would focus on one thing with us most of the time, our incredible physicality. But I looked at a piece written by one of our top rugby writers earlier in the week in which he said, all of a sudden, South Africans are prepared to run it from just about everywhere. Whereas we know how we won the World Cup with really great kicking. But this is a different characteristic to how we know South African teams in general as well, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. I think there lies the excitement factor for all the fans that are listening, for all the fans that are going to Loftus and we're going down to the DHL Stadium on the weekend. It's the I think that we've got some of the most exciting players in the world at the moment that are playing in some of our franchises. Kirkley Aronson. We look at Evan Roos, who I know went to junior school up here in Pretoria. You look at some of the we mentioned Libic, Flimsis, Sinatla. You know, there are some really exciting players that are Madosh Tambwe. I mean, he's just got a new lease on life. So we just keep naming these sides. Cannon, Payne and Moody. Where was he? A year ago, we didn't even know this guy. Now, this little lighty is playing his socks off and he's defending and he's running. And David Creel and Cornell Hendrickson. So we can name these players and they are using an offloading game. They're mixing it. So we've seen the kicking coming through. We've seen the guys going for the 50-22s. But we're also seeing that these guys can run us the ball. We've got teams like the Bulls that are, I mean, I think they're right up there as far as the tries are scored, as far as offloads are concerned. And this is from a side that's known to be a 10-man game, that playing team that gets in the pocket, kicks the corners and has the big heavy forwards. No, they're showing they've got other abilities. And I think this is where, as when we take it from a franchise and we move it up now to national, suddenly you realize there is immense excitement as what the potential lies for what we could produce if we get the balance right in selection, game plan, and how we put this all together. Because you've also got to put it together, how you're going to use all the strings of your bow, so to speak, to shoot the arrows that you want to shoot. We've got the forwards that can do it, and I tell you what, we've got the backs as well as to bring it in and mix it. But I think it's fantastic, and it makes it exciting to watch, I tell you. Yep. This weekend, watch the rugby. That Stormers game is going to be incredible, as is the Leinster game against the Bulls.
So we're going to finish off for the Bulls with this quote, which Ruben's just found for us from Marcel Kutsia. The captain says, "The thing with Leinster is they play with incredible tempo. And if you let them start with that brand of rugby at that pace with guys running into the ball, then you're going to put yourself under pressure. If you can't maintain that or sustain that in the second half, then tackle slips will come."
Yeah.
They try to outwork the opponent. That's exactly what you said, Bros. So there you go. Let's turn our attention to a team that you know well, Ulster up against the Stormers. That, of course, kicks off at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon in the Cape Town Stadium. Tell us how you would expect Ulster to take on the Stormers at home.
So Ulster, we've got to be very careful. Very careful. We are singing the praises and we're shouting and we're standing on rooftops praising the Stormers, and they deserve it. They played very, very well. Do not underestimate this Ulster side. They are also very, very well coached. There's been no big noise coming out of Ulster. Since they've literally slipped into South Africa almost anonymously. No one's even realised that they've come in. But they are well coached. And the thing about Ulster is that defensively, they are very, very good. So they'll do their tackle completions. They're not going to miss tackles. They're going to get up there. All their players, their whole pack will put their body on the line, make tackles. And then the other thing is they've got discipline. So where Stormers, I think, have conceded the most yellow cards in the competition, you've got nearly the opposite with Ulster. They don't give away a lot of penalties. They're not going to give away stupid penalties. They're very accurate with what they do. And you know, if you start piggybacking these penalties, you can start giving the momentum over to the other side. So the Stormers have got to be very accurate with what they do. Dion Faurie, I think, has been sensational on the ground.
Hasn't he just been a revelation?
Yeah. Since CK has arrived back from, I mean, it's just been amazing. So he's got those turnovers. We've got the ball carry from a whole host of players that we can talk about. But this Ulster side will come out and, you know, they beat Munster. Munster are a good side. They beat them. They're slowly building a bit of momentum. No one's shouting out. No one's making a big noise about them. They're a dangerous side. It's going to be a very difficult one for the Stormers. We know that the first game, the game that they played against each other was also down in Cape Town. And I think 3 points separated them, and there was a controversial try that was disallowed, which we all believe should have been allowed.
The TMO, I think, made a big blops there, didn't he?
It made a mistake. So you've got to realize that with the quality of the side that's going to come out, and also they play in big match temperaments situations, they know how to handle themselves. So it's a good side that's coming also, and that's what makes it intriguing this weekend.
I also want to just quickly chat lastly about the Carling Curry Cup. So the focus on third and fourth spots over the weekend, as there are three teams in the Premier Division who still have a chance for semi-final positions. Firstly, DHL Western Province up against Cell C Sharks. That's at Donnie Craven Stadium tomorrow at 4 o'clock. How do you see that one going, Bros?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. The Cell C Sharks have got to, they've somehow got to find a way to win it, because if they don't, they're out of the, they're not going to, they're probably going to battle to get into the Curry Cup semi-finals, which should be devastating for them. They're sitting on fifth position at the moment at 26 points, so they have to get points. And then the Western Province have picked a decent old team for that game as well, and they've taken a couple of losses, so they are hurting and wanting to finish the season strongly. Mm.
Then there's the Ailing Pumas up against the Windhoek Draft Griquas. That's in Mbombela and Nelspruit.
That is going to be, I think, the game of the weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, this. I mean, it's and isn't it great that we're talking about the Griquas and the Pumas, and it could possibly like the game for the weekend.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's the Bulls and Cheetahs still to come as well, but these two teams sitting in third and fourth position. We've had the Griquas with the wins that they've knocked the Cheetahs off. They went down to Cape Town. They beat Western Province.
Yeah.
The Pumas. Probably, if you want to look at it, when they played the Bulls, probably should have won that game.
Mm.
One or two of the decisions went against them, and you know, just broke a bit of momentum. They're down to 13 men. Discipline was a problem for them, and they lost that game against the Bulls. But then they went and won last week against the Cheetahs, and they put themselves into prime position, and they're going to play at home. And I tell you, it depends on what happens with their Cell C Sharks, but. It's they've got everything to play for, and it's going to be an incredible game. And I think the Carling Curry Cup's been great because it's allowed your second tier to develop through. So we see all the mainstay players playing in the URC, but we need to see the next level of players coming through as well. Because you need that conveyor belt to come through and to be working, and that factory to be working, to be able to produce players that can step into the URC. And I think it's been a really exciting Carling Curry Cup this year, and with Griquas and Pumas there, and the Sharks possibly with the potential of missing out. It's very, very interesting.
Mm.
And then lastly, the game that I'm really looking forward to, when the Cheetahs will be beating the Bulls at the Toyota Stadium in Bloemfontein.
Stop it.
What's going on with your Cheetahs?
I don't know.
Nine consecutive victories.
Yeah. Lost
the last two.
Like a blind man in a bowling alley. Honestly, I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So it's a concern for Harvey Sferee. And obviously, they've had a couple of injuries and stuff like that, but they'd want to be firing, and they're going to play and try and beat the Bulls because they want to finish ahead of them. But the problem is they've got to beat the Bulls and prevent them getting bonus points and stuff like that, because they're on 47 points and the Cheetahs are on 43. So it's going to be an incredible game, and it's played down there at the Cheetah Stadium. So it should be a real humdinger as well on Saturday.
Absolutely.
I think that's after the Stormers.
Quite right.
A real bouquet of rugby, if you can use those words.
Can't wait for that.
People are going to be stuck in front of their television sets the whole weekend long. Can't wait, to be honest. Jongste van die cricket af 200 vir 3. David Miller 63 van 30 af. Rassie van der Dusen 66 van 41 af. En 11 balle met 11 lopies nodig om gelijk te trek. 12 vir die wen. En daar weer eens hier deur die dekke en net een lopie op hierdie stadium vir David Miller. Hy geskuif aan na 64 toe. Bros, I can't thank you enough for your time, and we really appreciate it. It was lovely to have your insights, Boyki. And are you commentating over the weekend?
I'm doing the Pumas Griquas. I'm in Nelspruit and Mbombela tomorrow.
Excellent.
So I'm looking forward to it. So that's why I'm building that game up. It's going to be incredible.
Well, the commentator is going to be incredible. We know that much already.
Roz,
thanks so much again. Loved speaking with you, and love to Nixon and the kids as well.
Exactly.
Thank you. I'm going straight to watch this cricket. That sounds exciting.
It does. God bless.
It is. Cheers.
Cheers. Warren Brasnian, wat natuurlijk naam vir homself gemaakt het met 6 groot toetse in 'n tyd waar dit baie moeilik was om 'n losvoorspeler te wees in Suid-Afrika en 'n plek oop te speel in die groen en goud.
Ja, hoorie, dis nou jammer, ek weet die video vir die einde van hierdie wedstryd gaan sien, dit sou eintlik jammer gewees het, goed gewees het
as ons kon,
Maar nou ja, dit het maar daar geraad, as jy nog nie voor die kassie is nie, ek moet vir jou sê, dis baie opwindende cricket.
Moenie gaan nie, ons het nog lag vir die dag voor jy gaan. Hoor, 2 Suid-Afrikaners, 1 Aussie, 'n Nieu-Zeelander en 2 Maoris stap by 'n kroeg in. Sê die kroegman, wel gedaan op julle insluiting in die Walliese span wat binnekort Suid-Afrika toe gaan, kerels.
Sluddy Sport met Ruben en Arnold op Groot FM 90.5.